Welcome back to the Sports Line. Just another minute or so before we wrap things up here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Ed Lane with you. Rich is out this week. Interesting observation. Don't listen to a ton of other sports talk shows on different radio networks, and I'll listen to some podcasts here and there. One of the interesting ones, it's the Get Down with Hurley Brown, although the guy that really hosted is a former Miami Hurricane. His name's Kelvin Harris. Played with Hurley at the U, and made an interesting observation. It was about John Isner, who had that thrilling, epic five-setter on Saturday or on Friday afternoon at Wimbledon, which captivated my wife and me during a lot of our vacation up at the Greenbrier. And I know I sound like a snob when I talk about tennis and trips to resorts, but whatever, bear with me for a second. One of the interesting comments that that came from Kelvin Harris in that particular podcast was that, look at the footwork movement of John Isner. And he's so tall, he can put a lot of power and unique angles into his serves. But one of the real downfalls for him is if you're able to get that serve in play, he doesn't have great footwork. And I never really noticed that about the best of the best in terms of tennis players, and why, you know, my girl Serena took a while for her to get back to full strength, and Kerber outplayed her in winning the women's on Saturday. But when you watch guys like Djokovic or Nadal when he's at his peak, and certainly Federer as well, it's not just power. These guys certainly have power serves, and that's part of their element. But look at the footwork and their ability to move around, because that's what allows them to excel once the ball is in play. Just a quick observation, something that I found interesting and figured we'd share with you. Of course, next big tennis event isn't the U.S. Open till a couple months. But anyway, we're back tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 6.